Grandma takes me to the X-rated movie. One of the most unusual trips to the theater that I've ever been on was the time that Grandma took me to a seedy X-rated picture show in Charlotte when I was 9 or 10 years old. Now, I know this sounds incredible, but the story is true. The amazing misadventure unfolded in the following manner. On one of my summer trips to Charlotte in the 60s, Grandma decided it would be a nice outing for her and myself to go to the movies. She asked me if there was any particular movie that I wanted to see, and I asked her which movies were playing in Charlotte. She procured a copy of the newspaper to see which shows were playing, and while she was looking at the listing, she said, "Oh, here's one that some of my friends were talking about. They said that it was a really good picture." I looked at the listing and somehow realized that Grandma had gotten mixed up, and that the production that she was talking about was one of those infamous B-grade, X-rated movies that I had heard about but had never been allowed to see. Of course, I immediately chimed in that I thought that I had heard about the show as well and considered it an excellent choice. When the time came for the next showing, we got in the car and headed to the theater. When we got to the theater, Grandma seemed a bit perplexed about that the theater had become really run down since the last time that she'd been there many years before. Also, there was the fact that people were staring at us and we seemed very out of place owing to the fact that every other patron that was purchasing tickets appeared to be some sort of disrespectable type of male, and there were no other children or grandmother types in line. Nevertheless, she purchased our tickets and we took our seats near the front of the theater. The show started up, and it seemed odd that a high-budget movie would be shot with a 16mm camera. Also, the musical score left a lot to be desired. I remembered the plot, if one could call it that, had something to do with a motorcycle gang and a troop of Girl Scouts. Grandma already seemed to be a bit on edge when the first shocking scene unfolded about 5 minutes into the film. Grandma immediately stood up and exclaimed to me in a loud voice that every other patron in the theater could hear, "Get up! We're leaving!" I, of course, argued that she had already paid for the tickets and that we ought to stay. There was a chorus of laughter coming from all the other patrons in the theater. Grandma would hear nothing of the sort and exclaimed even more loudly than before, "We're leaving! Right now!" Wasting no more time, she grabbed me by the arm and led me out of the theater to a chorus of laughter coming from the other moviegoers. The whole rude misadventure had evidently been so traumatic to Grandma that I never remember her mentioning the incident again.